We're 1 minute late. We're late. Yes, of course. All right.
Ready?
We're already recording. You're recording? Okay. Okay. What do we do? No. You ready, Doc? Doc?
Yeah.
You ready?
I suppose.
Well, we're already late.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, Valentine flowers and Lupercalian loggers. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A woman?
A woman.
A woman. I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. Tonight, we are celebrating the great, ancient, almost prehistoric holiday of Lupercalia. The Lupercalia to you. Lupercalia, just in case you don't know, is the pagan prehistoric antecedent to Valentine's Day. Ooh, yes. And it's Valentine's time, if you're tuned in live. So, Valentine's Day. Yes, we all know the Hallmark legend, don't we? Yes, the saint, Valentine, a Christian priest, supposedly celibate, who is said to have married boys and girls in Rome against the will of the evil Emperor Claudius, who had decreed that none of his soldiers should marry so that they'd be strong like Trojans for war. Hang out with their gay buddies, you know. Don't want to marry no women, getting them pregnant and having to pay for that, you know. So, anyway, good Saint Valentine is said to have married these devout and pious, newly Christian men and women, boys and girls, in secret. And then, of course, he was caught. And, well, then they found out he was Christian. And then, well, of course, he was condemned to death. Because Emperor Claudius was very evil. Unlike popes to follow him, of course, we know. Right. Or the presidents, you know. Anyway, this Emperor Claudius, bad guy. He's got Saint Valentine in jail. And Saint Valentine, being this miracle man, you know, he creates a miracle. And this was very good for the greeting card industry. I want you to know this miracle. And this miracle was that he healed the jailer's blind daughter, the blind daughter of his jailer. She was blind, and he had saintly ophthalmological skills. And so she fell in love with him. I would too, you know. And, of course, they couldn't have sex because he was Christian. Oh, he was a priest or something, and he could only do it with little boys. No, no, actually, he was in jail, so they couldn't do it. But anyway, she fell in love with him, and then he was killed. But just before he was killed, he left her a valentine, a note, which, of course, she could now read because she could see, thanks to his saintly ophthalmological skills. It all worked out so well, so Hollywood, you know. And that's probably because none of it is true. None of it. There were probably about 6 or 7 Valentines who were, you know, Christian martyrs, none of whom are said to have married anybody against the will of Claudius or anything like that, or wound up in a jail or had any kind of ophthalmological skills at all. But, this holiday was created for you and me. Really, well, for many reasons. Capitalist reasons, romantic reasons, ideological reasons. The ideal is the enemy of the real. So let's talk about reality now. What is the real Valentine's Day? Why did our church fathers, and they were just fathers, the mothers didn't have any decision-making ability here, why did they decide they had to have this kind of schmaltzy romantic holiday that winds up making everybody feel bad unless they have a lover that's perfect and, you know, gives them everything they want and, you know, angels fluttering and lots of candy without putting on weight, all this stuff. Where did this come from? I mean, I'm in love with my husband of over 20 years, but Valentine's Day is always really, really difficult. You know, it's a lot of pressure, and I think the pressure is that, well, it's the church, it's Hallmark, it's FTD, but why?
I'm hardly
going back. I think since the music went off, this is a good opportunity to take off my fur, which is fake fur, but reminiscent of a furrier time when you could wear real fur without getting paint thrown on it. Mm. And
damn it.
These times were ancient times, pre-ancient almost. The pre-Valentine's Day, the holiday that does come around this time of year, February, mid-February, and this holiday is a holiday of great hormonal excitement, communal ecstasy, as opposed to Valentine's Day, which is exclusive, only about you and your Valentine, your very special Valentine. Nobody who's not special should spend Valentine's Day with you. You know, that's what they say. But this other holiday, yes, Lupercalia, is not exclusive, it's inclusive. It's about the whole community, whether you have a lover or not. In fact, it's a great time for people who don't have lovers to get out there and get some. You know, that's what holidays are for. You know, because when you have a lover, then every day is Valentine's Day, you know, and you don't need that. When you don't have a lover, maybe you do need to get out there. So, Lupercalia, ancient, pre-ancient Rome. In fact, Lupercalia is said to have been founded before the founding of Rome. Rome was founded, so they say, and there is some evidence of this. There's some historical evidence of this, more evidence than St. Valentine, that there was a cave of Romulus and Remus. And Romulus and Remus, of course, were said to have founded Rome, the two brothers who were suckled by a she-wolf. And that's also called a looper. So Lupercalia is the holiday of the she-wolf. But there's a lot more animals involved.
Goats.
And human animals, too. So Lupercalia is a holiday celebrated, started before the founding of Rome, in the caves of Romulus and Remus. And one of the reasons I'm kind of hesitating right now is because it's really murky as to really how this holiday was started. But one thing we do know, it's about floggers, not flowers. You know, I mean, there's not that many flowers that grow in February.
No.
So the whole flower thing is crazy. Floggers. Well, whips. Things to strike the body. In the beginning, so I hear, it was mostly pretty gentle. What was all this flogging about? Well, in the caves of the Lupercalia, the two fraternities of Romulus and Remus, of course, Romulus won out. That's why we call it Rome and not Reme, right? But in the beginning, it was Romulus and Remus. And so they each had a fraternity, you know, and like a lot of fraternities today, these were kind of rambunctious guys. We know all about those rambunctious fraternities, don't we, President Levin? Yes, well, they can be a big problem, but you need to control them with a holiday. That's what you need to do. So they had this holiday in which the high priests of Lupercalia would sacrifice a goat. Okay? Now, we're bringing back the Lupercalia, but I don't think we're doing any goat sacrifices tonight. Although you never know. But we are celebrating in a lot of ways. So, okay, they would sacrifice a goat, and they would take the blood of the goat, and they would mark their foreheads. And they don't say what mark they put on their foreheads, but, you know, I imagine anything. Well, maybe particular things. And so we should all not leave the Lupercalia unmarked. Since we're not into blood sports here, we're using lipstick. Anyway, they would mark their foreheads, and then they would eat the goat and drink the wine and get, you know, like any fraternity brothers, very drunk. And then they would, in the very beginning, go naked with thongs, yes. Not the kind you wear, but the kind that you, well, like one of these, a strip that you would cut from the goat's skin, and the boys would get these, and they would run through the countryside naked, striking various people who would present their asses. This is where I think the Valentine heart came from. It's not the heart. The heart is not shaped like a heart. I mean, the organ of the heart is not shaped like a Valentine heart. The ass, well, nice ass, is shaped like a Valentine heart. So, you know, I mean, the ass was presented for fertility in the cases of women. And it would be mostly women, but men would also present their asses because it was considered lucky. Luck. To get struck with the, well, they say the whips, but I kind of think they must have used floggers. And floggers are so nice. And they do say in all the historical accounts that, especially in the beginning, the swatting and the flogging was very light and very pleasurable and very sort of, you know, kind of voluntary, and even the sophisticated ladies would present their asses, you know. And it changed. I mean, they got a little more uptight. They started girding their loins with the goat skin. But in the beginning, they went around naked with this goat skin, swatting the behinds of the presenting populace. And it was quite a spectacle. I mean, there's a scene, if you know Julius Caesar, where he celebrates the Lupercal and he looks at everyone going out into the countryside and smacking the asses of the presenting, well, I guess you could call them subbies, to the will of the great Luper, you know, who is the wolf goddess. And the other god that was celebrated this time was, of course, Pan, right? And yes, Pan, the great god Pan, who is also, of course, the devil. Well, at least the Christians turned him into the devil. That's the guy with the horns and the tail, and the guy that's really, you know, all about pleasure and fun and kind of taking it easy, drinking, hangs out with Bacchus a lot, loves nymphs. You know, the nymphs don't always like him, but that's why he kind of, well, Hermes is said to have taught Pan how to masturbate so that Pan could handle all his horniness because, you know, the ladies didn't always want it as much as he did. So, you know, there's a lot of this this sexual reality that is really woven into these so-called mythologies. And the reality was that this was a holiday that came up from the countryside, that was not put on the people, but that came out of the people's desire to get whacked, or to whack. And, well, you know, it was pretty wild. I think probably a little too wild for the Christian fathers who eventually took over. They took over. And, you know, first they're going, Lupercalia, what is this? And they started to tell everybody, you know, there's a lot of really bad beatings going on and people are being beaten to death. And, you
can't
know.
Get paid for it.
And this didn't stop anybody, though. They still wanted to celebrate Lupercalia. So they go, okay, well, we're going to just outlaw it. We're going to outlaw it. And they still wanted to celebrate Lupercalia. And, you know, even
and
when
they
were
do.
Thrown into jail. But, you know, and without those saintly ophthalmological skills. Anyway, the thing that the church came up with, very clever, I must say, give them another holiday, kind of like it, right at the same time, with the same colors, the red of the blood and the white of the milk of the goat, and, you know, make it about love, you know. And make it, you know, make it a festival. And so people went, oh, well, yeah, all right. And the other thing's outlawed, and who wants to go to jail? Well, some people, yeah. But, you know. So we forgot. Humanity forgot Lupercalia, really, for hundreds and hundreds of years. And I don't know. I found it I've always considered myself a student of mythology since I was a kid, but even in the mythology books, they didn't used to really talk about Lupercalia and its relationship to Valentine's Day, but somehow, I guess historians have been discovering this more and putting it on the internet, and I discovered it a few years ago, and decided, hey, we are going to bring it back.
Yeah.
Because, yes. You know... Yeah, okay, well, you can continue the applause.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, and we are going to bring back floggers, not flowers, because flowers are out of season. And, you know, Valentine's Day, I mean, it's great, you know, and I'm still a romantic myself. I have to celebrate Valentine's Day, too. You know, we're going yachting.
yachting.
We're going to try to do something romantic. But, you know, I mean, Valentine's Day is a lot of pressure. And and so often in my past, I have had my heart broken. So I say, better to have your buns beaten
that's right.
than your heart broken.
That's right.
Hello.
You know.
Yeah.
Amen.
Anytime.
Amen.
Amen.
You're getting ready to welcome the spring. It's a time for luck. Time, you know, for fertility, and who knows, I mean, I think probably all that whacking did cause a lot of fucking, so that probably caused a lot of baby making. I mean, it's not as scientific as an IVF clinic, but I think that, you know, flogging leads to fertility, and certainly luck. So, happy Lupercalia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Great story.
So I'm very excited to see some old friends here tonight that I haven't seen for a while. First of all, my darling Valentine, my husband, Captain. I haven't seen you in 5 minutes.
Hey, Doc. You look great, my goodness.
Well,
you look like a little yummy.
Yeah,
a yumsicle.
Piece of cherry candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So happy Lupercalia.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you.
Mm. And I want to welcome an old friend. And a flogger. Master D.
Hello, Dr. Susan.
Hello, Master D. Happy Lupercalia.
Thank you. Happy Lupercalia to you, too.
Lupercalia. It's one of those. It's a word that reminds me of lubricating or something.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
Maybe it's the root.
Mm. Yeah.
I see you've brought a lovely slave girl with you.
This is Miss Bambi. She's under consideration now
Bambi.
To be a slave.
She's under consideration.
Yes.
So this is...
a trial period.
I see. Okay. And this is in your sort of institute? Your
institute. Yes. You
institution?
Could call it that, yes. Mm-hmm. It would be my household, probably, would be a better terminology.
Okay.
Bring her into my household.
I see. And are you ready to celebrate Lupercalia, Bambi?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, yes.
Talk right up to that
right
microphone.
I'm excited.
Very excited. Why are you so excited?
Well, I might not have to work for this holiday, hopefully.
You don't have
and
to work. Okay.
I work every single
Aww.
Valentine's Day. It's horrible. Aww. But yeah, maybe this year will be much more fun.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
Waitressing.
Oh.
Very exciting.
I don't think that they'll give you off for Lupercalia, though.
No, I don't think
so. I think we've got that much power at this time with the government and everything. I mean, I don't think they even give you off for Valentine's Day unless, you know, you do a few favors in the back room.
Right.
I'm all down for that.
But anyway. But all right. Well, so have you ever celebrated Lupercalia?
No.
Master D.
Not at all.
What do you think?
I think it's a good concept. I like it.
It's a concept. I guess it's a concept. It's a tradition that we're bringing back, really.
Yeah.
It's more
movement.
Than a concept.
I like the idea of flogging as opposed to electricity tonight. I didn't actually bring electricity. I brought a whole bunch of floggers.
Good, because, you know, they didn't have electricity except from lightning.
Yes.
Back in prehistoric times. And I guess, you know, a lightning striking your ass would really get your mojo going. Yeah, but...
Surprise.
Yeah, but the flogging is a very ancient art. And actually, the Christians really got into it, too. But they would mostly do it in a very kind of nasty way. And, yeah, this flogger, which is by Jux Leather...
Very sexy.
Just feels delicious. It's not nasty at all. It just feels so good. So, hello, Siren Celine.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, so, is this your first Lupercalia?
I think I was here last year, yeah.
Oh, you were here for Lupercalia.
I was here for Lupercalia last
year. This is your second Lupercalia.
This is my second.
All right, so you're a veteran.
Yes.
Yes. Did you get whipped for Lupercalia last year? I recall you
getting
flogged, whipped.
Yes.
Flogged, right.
Yes.
Right. They talk about whipping a lot, but I don't know whether they were... Well, I think they were probably flogging and whipping.
I think they were whipping, too.
Oh, and whipping, too. Well, hello, Mistress C.
Hello.
And you have a real whip there, don't
and
you?
And it's whoa. Red.
That is a red whip. Wow. And... Is that, what kind of whip is that?
Oh, well, you want to take a look
Should
at it?
Should I take it? A feel?
Of course. Mm. It's leather.
It's leather. This is what they might have used.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
I
made from
so.
A goat?
I'm not sure which part of the leather where. If it's a goat or if it's buffalo. I don't think it's buffalo.
Buffalo.
Looks like
probably.
A bull's dick.
Aren't buffalo
yeah.
a game?
A red bull's dick.
I like
a red
that.
Bull's dick.
I actually use
I
it.
That?
I actually use it as my is little you? Red dick.
Too. Yeah, red dick.
Yeah.
I knew that.
It's very phallic.
Yeah.
And of course, the whip is a phallic symbol, isn't it? The real
Very.
Whip like this is a phallic. The flogger's a little more feminine, you know,
yes.
it kind of spreads.
See.
But the whip is definitely phallic,
yes.
like the dick. In fact, what they say is that the best looking men of the village would be the ones that would go through the village and the countryside with these whips, and that the husbands were willing to let their wives out because they just figured, well, their wives want to fuck these guys anyway, and you might as well just let them get hit with the whip because that's kind of, you know,
some distance.
Some distance, right. So anyway, so this is great. And who made this?
Dragon Tales.
Oh, well,
Sir Randy. He's a wonderful artist, and this is a gift.
Oh, very
yeah,
nice.
Last
really
year.
Nice.
Mm.
Very nice. So, have you ever celebrated Lupercalia before?
Not officially.
No, right.
But
right.
you will now.
But you will now.
Absolutely.
I mean, now you have a tradition to uphold. You know?
Absolutely.
I mean,
must
isn't it exciting that there's a real holiday that's all about whipping and flogging? And
you know, I have this fun when I'm in the circles of the fan shows. A lot of people, when I'm walking around with this, or one of my floggers display their asses for me. So it's wonderful to say, oh, Lupercalia. Lupercalia?
Lupercalia.
Lupercalia.
Or the Lupercalia.
Yeah, we
right.
have to promote it. Make sure it gets on the history books again.
Well, yeah. Well, it's getting there. It's definitely getting there. We're
Absolutely.
Bringing it back. Bringing back the Lupercalia.
Ah.
And here he is, Pan himself.
All the way from Greece.
Yeah, don't yeah. knock your antlers off.
I'm kind of feeling horny tonight.
Yeah. Well, you are the original horny goat,
right. That's
aren't
right.
you?
A horny devil.
Yeah, a horny devil, right. And Pan is an ancient god of Lupercalia.
Yeah. In Greece, I was called Pan, and in Rome, I'm called Lupercalia. So they call me Pan the Lupercalia for this festival.
Oh, lovely.
Well, actually... Okay, here I go. In Rome, they call you Faunus.
Ooh.
Faunus was a yeah another
Lupercalia Faunus. Is the name Lupercalia is
Lupercalia.
Is about the wolf's cave, but Pan is the god of Lupercalia because
Correct.
After all, the wolf is a female, and they couldn't have a female. Ruling over Lupercalia because these are a bunch of fraternity
disgrace.
Boys, but we can do both. I mean, you know, we can
Hula Bula.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes, there's a little sexist Lupercalia. Although, yeah, I mean, here
goats and wolves.
Yeah, well, goats and wolves. You know, and the wolves were female, and I mean, there had to be some male wolves, or how would you get more wolves? But the
yeah.
the goat. Was often considered kind of male, Pan being the original horny goat, and so popular, the Christians did another amazing PR number on Pan.
They did.
They turned him into the devil.
Yeah,
yeah, they did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A horny
Satan.
Devil. That's
they turned him into a bad guy. Still very powerful, of course. So
he they could not
maybe even more powerful, actually. Well,
I'm a teddy bear.
Well, he talks. He is. He's a teddy bear. He still talks to a lot of Christians. They hear his voice.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. He does. Yeah.
The
especially in the shower.
Bear, right.
Yeah. 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 So let's see your outfit there. I mean, you've got on your horns and your sunglasses
Roman
period.
Well, you know, I'm Pan 2012.
Yeah.
So yeah. I have my bling.
Yeah.
My glasses and, you know.
Right. Here
my
we go.
Mansion in Glendale.
And I heard you had wool in your pants, or sort of like lamb's wool. What have you got going here?
No, you didn't do that. No, I'm hiding away the lamb's wool. And, but for those interested parties later, I can, you know, I could show that off there.
Oh, too funny.
And you have your little slave girl here, who also happens to be the producer of the Dr. Susan Block Show.
So I'm playing my little flute for everybody. Anybody marked with an X right now, or the mark is subject to my floggings tonight.
I think actually the people that aren't marked with the X are even more subject.
Cannot be the case. That's pushy.
You know, Mr. Shea is over
it. No, the X does not indicate submissive.
No.
The X simply indicates that you're a celebrant.
That's right.
Of Lupercalia.
That's right.
Well, or something. Something. I'm just saying, what they would do would be they would mark their foreheads. So I don't know what they mark their foreheads with. So therefore, if you want to put a little heart on there and be cutesy, you know, but you should do that before you have too many drinks, you could do that. Or maybe somebody could kiss your forehead.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Well, you know, ideas. Okay. You could have a kiss up there. It's a little cornier. The X looks more dynamic.
Yes.
But
sex.
You could also write sex up there.
Yeah.
But my hope and my wish, if you wish to return, is that you leave with the mark of Lupercalia upon you.
Mm. That'd be me, right?
That'd be you.
That'd be me.
Well, I'm not saying they all have to be marked by you.
Oh, yeah. No,
please
that's
mark
not what
them.
You
we can share.
You are a megalomaniac, aren't you?
Yes, I am, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that.
A narcissist.
Right. Mm. And you have little Tasia there. All right, so we're going to do some flogging and some discussion about the holiday of Lupercalia. And I also want to say hi to Sex and Metal out there. You guys want to...
Yeah, right on.
Woo!
I'm going to use
one
of their toys.
Why don't I invite one of the lovely ladies? Perhaps one of the masters could invite one of the ladies to come up here onto the stage and prepare for a little Lupercalian flogging. And then we can free up a seat. We could have Master D's slave in training, or perhaps Master...
Sure, I'll flog her.
Sure, I'll flog her. Oh, that sounds so enthusiastic.
Whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll do it, no problem.
Could give you a flogging. All right. So, you want to come up here? Over there. Michael? Oh, and by the way, I do want to say that the whips were called Februa. Februa. Which is where we get the word, of course, for this month. So, would you like to try one of these Jux leather floggers? They're all different colors and
they're amazing
weights.
Floggers.
They are beautiful.
Let's not
Okay, let's have a microphone. Microphone, please. Can I have a microphone? No. Can someone grab me a microphone?
Yeah, I know, but that thing. I love that stuff.
Here we go. Hello, Bambi. You look lovely. I see you have on Valentine red panties.
I do.
So
wow.
Victoria's Secret.
General. Very nice. Perfection. Oh, very, very nice. Love Lashed. And perfection and beauty. Okay. So, okay. Oh, you're going to hold the microphone. All right. And well, so what like position do you prefer
we'll
your victim to be? In all, on all fours.
Okay. I like them all.
Here you go. Hold the microphone in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Hi, Michael.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Julian.
Hello, my love. How are you?
So, welcome to Lupercalia Celebration at
Thanks
the Speakeasy.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and here she is, Lil Bambi, on all fours,
bam,
with
bam,
lovely
bam.
Panties that Panty Boy will just adore. Mm-hmm. Those
yeah, they're cute, but they should come off.
They should, but I
like now.
We should juice them up a little bit.
You don't get the same sound with them all.
Yeah, juice them up. I like that.
Juice them up a little bit.
I'll use them later
boy.
For yeah. tea or something.
Yeah, exactly. You could steep them. Very good. Okay, now he's... For those of you listening on radio, Master D is now swatting her. You could put the mic near the swatting so that
now
we have the swatting sound.
Fertile.
Yes, this is the sound of Lupercalia, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
Fertility
and
flogging.
And he is now flogging her pussy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which
well,
is
now
making
he's
my penis
feeling her
move.
Pussy. Is it wet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
W.
She's a tough one. How does this compare to waitressing? I want to know.
Nothing like a good stiff
like
tip right. there to.
See? Whoa, okay. Here's some activity now. And he is flogging. All right. Whoa. Okay, there's some swatting going on here.
Yes.
All right, let's have a little applause and perhaps the panties.
I want the panties.
Yes. Yes. Pan wants the panties down, and Pan is obviously the lord of panties, or else he wouldn't
That's
be
right.
called Pan.
Pan. It's short exactly. for panties.
Right. Whoa. And she's standing up.
Oh. Why don't you hold Dr. Susie here? Why don't you hold her legs?
Right hold my legs.
Yeah. Hold her legs.
Okay.
Hold her legs.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Let's
give her a little time. Thanks, David.
Here. Well, I guess I'll hold the mic if you're right in front of me. How are you feeling?
Very good.
Yes. And
lovely.
You.
Oh my God, that is
you
beautiful.
You are applying
ass.
For the job of slave. Is that right?
Yes. That is correct.
This is part of your job interview,
Sorry,
I think. Have you ever been to a job interview like this before?
No. But I can say.
Hired.
Yes. It's a special kind of job interview because of the holiday.
This is hand flogging now.
Ah, now we have hand flogging. But this is otherwise known as spanking.
She likes the open hand.
Ah.
Almost a punch.
It feels like.
Donkey.
It feels like what?
You're being punched in the ass.
It feels like you are being punched in the ass.
It feels.
That's called.
It feels just like that.
Yeah. Ass punching. I've seen that before. Okay. Oh, the panties are going right up the crack of her ass. Very, very high, up inside the crack.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're getting quite red. You feeling more fertile?
Oh, yeah.
Are you feeling lucky? Very lucky. Okay. They are red. Ooh. And she's gripping my thighs quite nicely.
Yeah.
I really
That's
like
what
that.
I've been
she's right at that place I like where you massage my thighs. Yeah, it's really a nice spot. Thank you, little Bambi. You really, keep those thumbs pressing in there. It feels really good. Okay, can we see a little ass crack? Can you just pull down
more.
The panties?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ass crack,
on,
please.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the other way. The other
down. Yeah.
No. He doesn't know what's up from his down. He doesn't know up from down.
Yeah, no.
No, they don't teach you that in Australia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo!
Let's go there. Come on.
To go down
okay,
under.
We've gone there now.
Go there. Down
yeah.
under.
Okay.
Try a little Ooh. Shrimp on that, Barbie.
Ooh, yeah, just kidding.
Or Bambi. I'm not. I'm sorry.
Pink is a shrimp.
That's right.
Okay.
Not Barbie, but Bambi.
Pummeling. Ooh, you're going to be bruised from this. Is that okay for yeah. your waitressing job? This you like this? This is you're going to be a regular treatment, like not just on Lupercalia. You get this job.
Thank God I don't have to sit down for this job.
Okay.
Except
you want this job.
Yes, I have a photo
okay.
shoot. So
okay. So and sit down. No. That was great. Let's have some applause, please. We have others to be beaten and into submission tonight. Here, you want to hold the microphone for a second?
Sure. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not supposed to scratch her up. She has a photo shoot next week.
We all have photo shoots. Yes. I have a little note. Notes. Okay, so we have plenty of notes here. I'll take them. So, okay. Oh, these are old, I see. These are from last week. We have to remember to get rid of last week's notes. Make a note of that, please. Okay. Okay, these are here. Okay, so now, Avid Masturbator. That's his name, actually.
wow.
He is on Twitter. We, by the way, you can tweet us your questions or comments about Lupercalia or about our guests. And of course, you tweet to @RadioSusie1. And if you don't know how to spell it, then, well, too bad for you. And if you want to call us, you can call 1-866-289-7068. That's our toll-free number. That's 1-866-289-7068. And you can also call, if you're out of the country, 213-670-0066.
Or you can Skype us.
You can Skype us, and yes. I should have the number there.
Right. Which I don't have.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
But you can find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can find it. Go to our website. Yeah. We've got that number. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. And obviously, Avid Masturbator has a will to say that Bambi is the number one, maybe the number one girl, I guess, or number one person I'd love to masturbate to this evening. Okay, so you get a prize.
Flattering.
I am.
Thank you.
Is that a gold star for her, Master D?
Yeah,
in terms of
I'm very proud of her, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I jerk off to her. So.
Right. Is Avid Masturbator someone that you wait tables on at the restaurant?
The masturbator. Yeah. Avid Masturbator?
Yeah. No, he's not.
You know him?
Your favorite customer. Do you know him?
He should be.
You probably know him. Yeah.
Maybe he has been there.
There's probably a lot of Avid masturbators in a restaurant.
You never know.
You work in. Yeah, for sure.
He's
okay.
The chef.
So, hi, Jolien and Michael. Hello. You guys are whip masters and makers and all that
creators.
Stuff. Creators. And I'm very proud to have heard that I introduced Lupercalia to you.
Yes, you did.
Well, that's really cool. And so now you're going to celebrate it. I mean, you should have Lupercalia sales.
Yeah.
You know.
We will next year.
Next year. Be prepared for Lupercalia.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody should get their whips and floggers and paddles and whatnot. I mean, we stretch it out. You know, maybe they used a certain kind of goat skin whip and put blood on their head. But I guess, you know, you got to kind of make it for the modern age.
I think I'll go so far as to say I could probably name a whip or a flogger Lupercalia.
Yeah, that's a good name.
By
the way,
I
came up with that idea, so all you lot get
okay.
the bag off.
It's
right?
already trademarked.
The Lupercalia.
Trademark, right?
Yeah,
right.
Well, and maybe that one should be like a whip that is like the one strand, because that's what they traditionally supposedly used. You know, and something very pagan on the handle. I don't know.
That's my middle name, Pagan. I'm
really?
All about, yeah, love it.
What's your favorite pagan god?
I don't have one. I have my own.
Stand up and command. Pan's busy smoking out of the pussy.
I'm a self-proclaimed god. Right?
You caught me.
Pan's always having fun.
We're trying to see what god this guy wants to worship. Aren't you gonna, see, this is why you lost out.
I was stoned.
Jesus would be standing up and saying, me, but, worship me.
I don't know what end to suck on.
actually,
is there a penis on one side? There's a pipe on the other. I'm confused.
This is supposed to go into this. Okay.
This goes in Bambi.
In Bambi, yeah. Actually.
And then I light this, and then I can.
It's actually
that,
wow.
That was an expression called smoking someone out. So.
I mean, you can suck on either end.
A smoking directly
Pan goes
from Bambi.
Both ways.
Kind of sounds hot.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. It sounds
all of a sudden. And you don't even smoke, so yeah.
I know.
Well, this is a penis. No, what is it? A Peter Piper.
It is a Peter Piper.
It's a Peter Piper from adultplayparlor.com.
Yeah, it
and
is a.
We actually have a number of toys
from
Adult Playparlor.
Not looking like mine at all, but
yes,
right here.
Make sure it's cleared up, right?
It's a, you know, it's a cute little. It's like a goat, little goat cock.
Yeah, it's very goat cock. Adult. My goat cock's much bigger than this. I'll
you
show
know,
it. I can show it later.
Yeah, that's like, what all the goats
yeah,
say.
Good. Yeah, that's all the goats say.
That's what all the sheep say.
Yeah.
I'm just helping them through the fence, you know.
Well, yeah, so we should definitely smoke that out of a willing Peter Piper holder.
It's an experience right here.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a light?
I have one right here.
Here we go.
Oh, I don't think you're allowed to smoke that unless you smoke it out of a pussy.
I
think actually that's against the rules. That's against the
I need a voluntary pussy.
Awesome.
Anyone? Euler?
Well, you know, let's see. Do we have a volunteer for Pan?
Let me see.
Tasia, get
I mean, every all the females here have owners. Yeah. So I guess you're going to have to, you know.
Do it out of Tasia's pussy.
Well, perhaps. You might want to come up
slave.
On stage for that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here, take off my helmet or whatever this is.
Get him all geared up.
Okay, don't get the horns off, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are some. Your horns are much more authentic looking than mine. Okay. Okay, here he
rock
is.
And roll.
The great god Pan and
rock and roll.
Nymphtasia.
Yes.
And she's wearing a little.
No, well, wait a minute.
Sort of loincloth
yeah,
there.
Looking forward to
wait,
it.
Are you sticking it out of her ass?
No, that's ass backwards, man.
Oh, okay. I see. You're doing it that way. Yeah. All right. No, that's fine. Last
don't,
time you did, I see you
don't
do it
catch
that
fire,
way.
Tasia.
Okay,
don't catch fire.
Okay, no, she looks quite trimmed back here, so I don't think it's like she's going to catch fire. You don't stick it like all the way into the end. Okay? Just the head, all right? Just the head. All right, do we have
I think you
some
gotta
coming? This is the angle
get
to get it from
work
here.
Work
right,
a little
right?
while it's warm.
Okay, all right.
Okay, this is bad.
So okay, you're gonna light it before after. Don't
let out any gas at this.
All right, yeah, right. I mean, don't let the flame linger at the bottom.
It'll be a flame thrower then. Pan to be at home.
This could be a new fetish.
You see, that's the realm of your uncle Uranus.
Woo!
Oh, that's a smoking pussy.
Yeah, that's a smoking pussy.
Pan.
Oh, yeah, Pan. You've hit a whole new high.
All right. Oh, and see this? He's sucking dick. Yeah. Well, you know, this is one way to get your man to suck dick.
Oh, boy.
If you want to do that, you just put it in your pussy.
I get him to do it anyway.
Whoa. Hey.
I get mine to do him anyway. It doesn't matter.
Butterfingers Pan.
Added as all a fetish right. on
think,
Live tonight.
I think he got.
Wow. Okay. That's the lighter.
Right.
That's the lighter. Huh? Yeah.
So that was very good.
That was good. Impressive. Actually,
that was impressive.
I'm impressed.
Did you want to take a toke of that?
Well, I got my cigar. I'm good.
Oh. Okay, I don't think she smokes cigars out of her pussy.
Yeah.
That's a little, although I know Mika Tan does that. She's really good at that.
Mm. That was delicious.
Yes.
No, Clinton. No, Clinton just dips them.
Oh, that. Yeah, that. No, she, I don't think that she was smoking cigar. Actually,
no,
smoking
no,
the cigar.
No, he was. He was just dipping the tip.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what he was doing with his cigar.
Right. He was smoking in the Oval Office.
Yes, he was, wasn't he? And he did not have sex with that woman.
So, Mistress C, I'm curious to see your sort of whipping technique for Lupercalia.
I would love to have a willing, wanting ass to demonstrate.
I see. You're canvassing. You're looking for a volunteer.
Maybe somebody in the audience?
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Someone in the audience?
Anybody would like to volunteer?
Male or female?
I guarantee you it would be something you would never forget.
Now, see that?
I don't know if that's so much of a PR move to say never. You know, I mean, especially for those who have to work in the morning.
It's a very, very nice flogging. You know, it would be
light.
A light.
Relaxing.
Got doctor.
Calming, soothing.
Adult Play Parlor says Happy Lupercalia, Dr. Susie.
Oh.
The flogger used during the celebration was usually a single strand. Well, we said that, but thank you for reminding us. We mostly use floggers here, but yes, it was a single strand that was used originally. Or traded whip made of goat or deer. All right.
Okay.
Well, they're on Google too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You
goat
have.
Or deer.
All right. So, speaking of Adult Play Parlor, because you've been such a good girl, you can pick a prize. Yes. Maybe your master might want to help you with that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I know what I would pick, and she probably is scared of it. So I'll let her pick.
Well, I'll tell you, whatever you pick, you have to use it. There's some anal things here. This is actually very appropriate for Lupercalia.
What is that?
It is a tail. Actually, Tasia got one of these, but this is the other one.
Tasia has a tail?
It has never entered anyone, but this is called rear entry, and it's a whip. It's actually a flogger. You're right. It's a flogger.
It's like a
rubber kind of rubberish flogger that goes into your ass. Well, the handle
like
goes
into
your ass.
Wiggy, like a piggy.
I don't think you can use it both ways at the same time, unless you are you're kind of really swishing your ass back and forth. I don't know, booty slapping, something like that. Okay. This is a vibrator.
It looks fun.
Yes. All right. This is fun. It looks like a Barbie thing, right? This is like a Barbie little...
I think it matches her.
It matches your little outfit. It's very kind of pink Valentine's. Jenna's Jewels. I think this is something about Jenna Jameson and all her wealth she got. And it's all gone into her vibrators. So this is... they're very... This diamonds and rubies, right? Very, very... Is this microphone on? Test it. I don't think this is on. Where did my engineer go? Engineer, please. This mic doesn't seem to be on. Okay. Yes. Testing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Works.
Say something.
I think so.
Okay.
It's working.
So why did you choose Jenna's Velvet Jewels from AdultPlayParlor.com's toy basket?
Well, it's pink. I love pink. It
Why
matches
do you
my
love
other
pink?
One. Why do I love pink?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I have a lot of pink stuff, and
we have to keep the mic really close to her. She talks very soft. Are you shy?
No. Well,
no?
Sometimes.
Yeah. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty good. This is a comfortable environment.
Yeah.
Now that I've been flogged.
Yeah,
I feel much
more relaxed.
The
flogging kind of
so
takes away some tension.
Are you ready for some whipping? Not you, but us.
Someone in the audience.
I saw.
Oh, you got a volunteer? Oh, okay. Well, let's bring.
I'm so happy,
Danielle.
I love it.
Danielle,
I'm so excited
from Ultra Vulgar Super Fiend.
Ooh.
Who is quite a game young lady. And she has come up here to she's going to come up here to experience Lupercalia firsthand and probably going to blog about it, so be very careful. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't know if this needs a vibrator, but maybe somebody could open it up. Can I have my tech department? This opens right up. Look at that.
How convenient.
Here we go. How convenient.
Usually those things you have to like cut into them and everything.
Why isn't this mic on?
I don't. Testing?
Oh,
it's on. I need to speak louder.
Yeah, you're a very soft-spoken girl. We need batteries.
Batteries not included.
It's useless.
Two AAA. No.
Okay, and so now we are getting Danielle and Mistress C up onto the stage. Come on, ladies. Happy Lupercalia to you. All right. And so what are you going to demonstrate now?
I'm going to demonstrate a light spanking to warm her up a little bit, and then we're going to do some dragon tail.
I see. So spanking with the hand.
With the hand.
Light with the hand. I see.
Just getting her warmed up just a little bit before I snap.
Doesn't it look like... doesn't she look like she's wearing too many clothes? I mean, they didn't wear jeans
back in they didn't wear jeans.
Rome.
I don't think jeans was a part of the whole thing back then. You have to take those off, hon. Take those off. Ooh, do we have anybody that can help her with these difficult shoes?
Would you like someone to help you with your shoes? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Tasia's here for that.
Lovely.
Here you go. You can sit right here, and Tasia will
And first
pull
of all,
I'd
like
shoes.
To thank her.
Are you wearing nice socks? No. Let's get those off. No.
Yeah, we have no
yeah,
socks.
Get the Mm-mm. socks off.
Cotton, nope, nope, nope.
I always get naked when I
come
here.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Well, come
on.
We have to see it. You have to see it to believe it.
I think we have to get that line. What did you say? Put the microphone in front of her face.
Oh, I said I'm always getting naked when I come here.
Ooh,
well, we now, it
and
must be something.
I'm coming when I get here.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay.
Oh, she's such a tease, isn't she?
And the pants are coming down. And the panties, you're wearing some nice panties, you know. Sure. So a little, they're a little black thong.
Wearing this new toy that I'm also going to play with her with a little bit at the end.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Take it off, girl. You got your girlfriend here, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Put my best friend in the whole world.
Okay, wait. Microphone.
Okay. Yes, my best friend in the whole
your
world is here.
Your best friend in the whole world. Hi there, best friend.
She's going to watch me get
yeah?
spanked.
And you're going to watch her get spanked. Have you ever watched her get spanked?
Not quite.
Okay. All right.
Lovely. Then just...
Oh, this is working.
Here.
Ah, yeah. Very good. Okay, well, we've got little Bambi vibrating over here.
Oh, lovely.
While we have Danielle, the journalist, getting warmed up
I'm
by Mistress
right
C.
Now.
Yes, she's journaling. Are you getting ideas?
Yes.
Okay, and Mistress C is smacking her... bottom. Yes, smack that bottom. Whoa!
Whoa! I'm doing great.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, it's been a while.
They don't call me the spanking disciplinarian for nothing.
Ooh. Okay. When was the last time you got spanked?
I mean, I got spanked earlier today, actually.
Oh, nice. It's been a while.
Been a while.
That was no
sense. You got to have some footprints after spanking in the middle of the day.
Who spanked you earlier?
I'm teaching someone how to spank.
A guy or a girl?
A guy.
A guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, now maybe you'll learn a few tricks to teach him.
I'm learning. One giving the spankings actually.
Well, it's Lupercalia.
Woo!
Whoa.
Nice rhythm.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Rhythm. Are you okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for the Lupercalian
whip? I'm ready
whip?
For the whip.
Okay. I think for the sake of authenticity, we will move the jeans away. Yes.
Woo!
Oh!
That might be it for me.
Okay.
Well, only one
okay.
side, though.
Let's hear it for Mr. C and Danielle.
It's okay. I'm not a masochist, just a willing explorer.
Okay. That was a real whack. Have you ever been hit with a single tail type whip?
I never have. I usually do the hitting. So actually now it's nice to experience it and know what I've been doing to people.
Well, now, a flogger is much different.
It is.
It's very
a flogger
relaxing.
Is different.
A flogger is
more relaxing.
A whip is a snap, you know, but it is traditional.
Well, you can flog me.
Okay, she's got. Okay, let's have a little flogging to kind of cool off the ass, maybe.
Yeah, this is
going to
fire right now.
Right, this will cool off the ass, and she's now. Mistress C is using a Jux leather flogger.
I have to say, Mistress C looks hot when
Valentine Lupercalian red. Mmm. And
ooh, that's nice.
Where's the vibrator now?
Oh,
the vibrator is. On Lil Bambi's pussy right now. Lil Bambi.
Can we get
good.
A shot of Mistress C's concentration and form? It's hot.
It's hot.
Okay, I think we should get the sound with the microphone of the whipping. Well,
I do like that.
Oh, see, flogging is a girly thing. I mean,
it is a girly thing. It's so true.
It's better than a trip to the spa.
It is. I feel more relaxed than a spa, and I'm
right.
not going to have the dry skin afterwards from all the hot water.
Yeah. Right. The flogging really feels good. And there have been studies on flogging that say that actually it cures depression. Sometimes. Don't talk while you're doing that because no one can hear you. When you get on the microphone, you can... Oh, here we go. See, that just feels so good. And she is really utilizing the Jux leather swing of the flogger. I hear that vibrator really going.
It reacts really well.
Yeah, wait, I just need the microphone a second here. What... This is the sound of Lil Bambi's panties. Okay. And Lil Bambi is now getting owned, I think. All right. So what were you saying about the flogging?
It actually increases endorphins in the body.
Oh, yes.
Dopamine, understandably so. It just actually is the most medicinal thing a person can do for their body.
Mm. I don't know if it's the most medicinal thing, but it's, you know, she's whipping up a storm. It's up there, yeah. It's definitely up there. With taking your vitamin C and, you know. And you got to get your 8 hours of sleep, you know. And then, you get your flogging in, right. Right. It's all good. And
I'm seeing my ass on camera.
Isn't that beautiful ass?
Yeah, your ass looks good.
It
look at that.
Really good. Okay.
It's the sign of the Valentine, the heart.
Oh, look at us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I think you should pull this the G-string down.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. Brian likes that.
Oh, there's my ass.
Happy Lupercalia. Oh, yeah. See, now you really feel it.
Wow.
Now it's even better.
Now, if I was having sex watching myself get flogged on camera like this, I think I might be in heaven.
Yeah, there you go.
If there's a way
you could have a dick right in your pussy.
Yeah,
right
if
now.
I could have a dick in my pussy and get flogged and watch it and speak in a microphone because
that would solve all your problems right there. That would definitely do it. That would be it. Right? All right. Oh, okay. Well, let's hear it for Mistress C and Danielle, the explorer. Yes, from Ultra Vulgar Superfiend. Yes, okay, there they are. Mistress and Maiden.
Thank you, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
the exercise of the day.
Well, you should get something on your forehead.
Oh, wow, I got to get something.
Oh, actually, you should get something on your forehead. And since you're a mistress and you want to make the decisions for yourself, I'll let you decide whatever you want to put on your forehead. You could put on your forehead. I mean, if you want a peace sign, you know, that would be very bonobo. Or lips, or you could have lipstick, you could have her kiss your forehead, maybe, with lipstick on. Oh, you're going to put the monkey bars on. There you go. Okay.
They gave it to me.
Okay, where's the microphone? Because this is, she's talking. Yeah.
This gift was given to me in Exotica, New Jersey, from the monkey bars people.
Yes.
Mike gave me this belt as a gift. Signed it and autographed it. And of course it's bigger than the general belts because I use them for men. But
this is a big one, I see, yeah. Kinda it has to go down on the hips there. Yep. Okay.
And I grab the hips like this.
Okay.
And just because she was such a great bottom for mistress, see, I'm going to show you what monkey bars could be.
Wow.
So, the monkey bars.
Okay, you got to get some of those for your guy you're training.
The love handles.
Yeah, yeah. They work. You. They're great. Okay, woo! Thank you, monkey bars. So, where's the blood of the goat? Okay. Tasia, do you have the blood of the goat there? The lipstick.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, monkey bars. And okay. So, here, you want to do the honors? Master D. What type of mark would you like on your forehead?
Oh, I don't run a mark.
Oh, but you know, it's Lupercalia.
Oh.
How about just
a smiley face?
A smiley face.
So blessed out right now.
You asked for it.
Okay. There you go.
You got it.
Thank you.
Okay, and what about your slave? Or your slave in training?
Slave in training?
Would you like to mark her?
Oh, she can decide. What would you like?
I want a heart.
A heart. Aww. Okay.
There you go.
Very nice, very nice. This is the blood of the goat. All right, so I'm just checking in with you now. And how is the adult play parlor vibrator?
It's pretty great. Winston's been here for a little while.
It's just sort of subtle. It's not making you just blast off, but
well, it's subtle. Yeah, it's I think I'd need like a Hitachi wand.
Well, we have one of those.
Yeah, excellent. That's
we definitely have.
Those are like torture for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we definitely have those. And we also have a stockroom Vibrite. Have you ever tried one of those?
No.
Actually, do we have that plugged in? Can my technical department please check to see if the Vibrite is plugged in?
We're going to be selling those on Sex and Metal. Mm.
Yeah. You're selling them on Sex and Metal. Yeah. Yes. Mm. Okay. Well, good. Yeah, they're nice little pleasure devices. It has been plugged in. Okay. So this is... Oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. You can buy this on Sex and Metal.
What level does this go to? I'm scared.
.com.
I can definitely hear that from across the room.
And
that was nice.
And there's the Vibrite.
Variable speed.
Do we get, that was really nice.
Do we get the sound?
Yeah, I'm like...
There we go.
There it is, the sound of the Vibrite by Stockroom. Wow.
Actually,
it sounds like the Indy 500.
Is that relaxing?
It is.
We had Venus DeMille do a review of that product for us that you can check on another site called kinkyfreaks.com.
Uh huh.
And
did she
goes right into depth on that whole product. She loved it. She goes in the freeway and. That's fun.
Oh, here, let's just open her wide up here.
Are we going to have some squirting action?
I don't know. Do you squirt?
No.
Not yet. Not yet. She's learning.
Yeah.
She's in training, remember.
Do the panties come off? Perhaps. Then we put a condom on there.
No.
We would all be so excited if they
did. It would be such a fun thing.
Such a fun thing. Should we cheer and then maybe you will?
Yeah.
Maybe another night.
We have to tease you so we can come back.
Maybe in another moment. Okay. Yeah. So
ritualistic laughter.
Who else needs to be flogged for Lupercalia? How about Siren Celine sitting there so pretty and looking like a Valentine?
Yes, she is.
Do you have a master to flog you? How about Lord
He's sitting right
Exeter?
Behind me, yes.
Right. Lord Exeter, would you like to flog your slave girl, your siren, for Lupercalia?
Nice.
Mm.
He wants to pick out his own flogger.
It has a sound.
It is a great sound. So you're just... Can you get up? Or yeah, that's what you have to do. Because, you know, the thing is, flogging usually occurs on the ass. So if you're sitting down, you can't be flogged.
Can't,
I mean, you could be flogged on your breasts, I guess, but it's not the same. One of those things you got to get up. Oh.
Uh-oh. Okay. Uh-oh. She may squirt. She may squirt.
I had all.
That may give her a...
Trying
yeah.
to compose myself.
Yeah, just compose. Why?
Don't it's think about it. It's
don't
not
bother.
There.
It's natural.
It's not there.
Let it happen.
Of course not.
Let it flow.
I can't feel a thing.
Ignore it.
Trying to. I need some distraction.
Look at this outfit. Wow.
Isn't that pretty?
This is a pretty little outfit. This is so Valentine.
It's darling.
Stolen from Lupercalia, though. The colors of Lupercalia.
Don't worry about it. Don't think about it. It's not there.
All right, so here we have Lord Exeter Miles, who hasn't been here for a while. It's like the prodigal son come home. How are you doing?
Oh, we're actually really, really happy to come back. We were telling all our friends we're coming back home to our second home.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Well, welcome back. And what kind of floggers do you have there?
Actually, this was gifted to me by Master D. These were crafted by Orpheus, and he is one of the best toy makers that I know.
Oh,
he's such a great man.
Yeah,
he's been here. Mm. All right, so these look like snake skin.
Yeah, they are actually custom made for Master D, and he gave them to me pretty much as a graduation gift from completing his mentorship of me. And they are snakeskin.
Right, we're still
handles.
Not sure what to call that mentorship
it's
thing.
A mentorship,
yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a heavy leather with snakeskin handle floggers.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And Siren Celine.
yes.
What type of flogging are you hoping to get?
I'm hoping those are pretty heavy, so I'm hoping might start light. But I love those; they're wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. So what position does she get into?
Well, Susie, we actually brought a little apparatus for you guys to play on if you want to try it.
Oh, really?
I don't know if these guys want to have a go on
it. Let's see the
apparatus. It would be an honor.
Mike's got it over here. He's going to set it up for
okay.
you.
Okay.
I don't know if you can hear me.
There's an apparatus coming into the room. Here is the apparatus. It's red. It's very appropriately red. And this is a sexandmetal.com apparatus coming in for Lupercalia. If they can just figure out how it gets put together.
Other way around. Mike.
Okay, here we go.
There you go.
Look at this. Oh, yes.
All this stuff
this
is great.
Looks
I'm actually quite familiar with the Sex and Metal because I'm a very good friend of Juxley, and you know he does the shoots with him at all the shows.
Will you mark your slave, please?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Forehead, please.
Stay traditional. Just the X.
X.
Big X for sex.
Yeah, big X for sex. Maybe three.
All right.
Oh, triple X.
Triple X.
Here he goes. He's a professional makeup applicator. This was done with blood in the ancient days of Lupercalia, but now we do it with Lancome Very Red lipstick. Okay, and may your slave mark you. Yes, please. What would you like to be marked with?
I actually would love to have a kiss mark on my forehead.
A kiss mark? Oh, yeah. You got enough lipstick on?
I might.
Okay, let's see. Let's see how it goes. Okay. Yeah, there you go. You got the kiss mark. Okay, very good. You want to hold the mic there? I'm not sure how they're going on to this here. This is quite a contraption.
You need to open
it.
Your
has
legs
that
right up.
Devilishly shiny red look to it that is so sort of signature of sex and metal. And it's it looks very comfortable, actually. Some of their stuff is notoriously
it's very
masochistic.
Comfortable.
But this is really like a spanking bench, right?
Pretty
is that
much.
What this is? It's like a spanking or flogging bench. Really more of a flogging bench.
It's a little flogging bench, yeah.
Flogging bench.
But you can
beautiful.
Have sex
or
in that thing, and you can tie them up in there. It's quite a fun little apparatus.
Oh, yeah, you could have sex.
Yeah.
Mm, doggy style.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some quite interesting pictures on our site of girls having fun with that.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, I just realized I didn't give Danielle a toy. Remember, Danielle, I have to give you a toy. I'll give you a toy, too, if you survive this. Okay, here we go. Flogging. Flogging. Whoa. By Lord Exeter Miles upon the Valentine buttocks of his slave girl, Siren Sleen, whose Valentine garters are fluttering in the breeze as he smacks her upon the sex and metal flogging bench for Lupercalia, and he's doing kind of one of those swirly style
Florentine. It's wonderful.
What do we call this?
Florentine.
Florentine. This is the Florentine flogger. Florentine flogging. And now, what is this?
I'm reliving it live. Yeah.
Right. And we hear the sound of Lupercalia. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, the smack of the goatskin strands upon the heart-shaped buttocks of the lucky girl. Februa! Lupercalia. And now we have a little caressing. Just a little bit of caressing. Ah, yes, and we must take a little commercial break and mention that Adult Play Parlor has 25% off all whips, floggers, and spanking tools through February 15th. Code word Looper, L-U-P-E-R. That's code word Looper. Just remember the she-wolf, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Looper, an adultplayparlor.com. Speaking of which, the Adult Play Parlor vibrator is still vibrating. And now he's doing a double flogging. With these big, heavy whips. Floggers. Yeah, little sounds of. Or are there other sort of styles that he's doing besides Florentine now that you can name? Name
wearing,
that flogging style. This is just Smackdown. I'll name them. Okay. This is now Skip to My Lou. This is. I think we need to name these styles. We've got Florentine. What about the other styles? Aren't there other stuff? This is Florentine, right? This is the whack, 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 and around and around and around. And this is like twisty Florentine, okay? Twisty Florentine, right? And around and around. This is the one that's the most graceful sort of. And then this is Smackdown. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, that's Smackdown, right? Okay. And now we have caress, caress, caress. Always caress after you flog. You know, sort of the golden rule. I don't know if the Lupercalian guys that were running around the countryside got to do that with the aristocratic ladies. Yeah. Yeah. But she has to take the panties off for that one.
We need something a little bit more. That's burning up.
Mm.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. That's way better.
Ah.
Yeah. Ah, you can just definitely hear the oh, she's making a little bit of noise now.
Mm. Where is that microphone? Did that go away? The microphone? Ah, yes. So how are we doing here? Are you going to have an orgasm? You going to orgasm for Lupercalia?
She's thinking about it. She's
with your panties on?
I'm checking.
You can squirt
she's
right thinking. Through your panties.
She's thinking about it. She's trying to think not about the Hitachi. It's not there. She's thinking it's not there.
You're just trying all different
right?
toys tonight.
It's not
you?
There, right? You just it's not there, right?
No.
It's not there. Not there. Good.
Mm. Is that the mantra? It's
yeah,
not
it's not there.
There.
It's just simply not there. It's like that's the mantra. Maybe I should lie you down.
All right, so now we're doing pussy slapping.
He's so cruel.
Mm. And whack, whack, whack. It's like a duck.
She went this way on top of her.
Mm. So who's next? Who's going to be next on this thing? My next victim is out there, I know.
He's so kind. He's like a teddy bear.
He is. It's well, like that's how he's kept her all this time.
Yeah.
You keep switching slaves because you're so mean.
I'm experiencing new things.
Well, there you go. But, you know, a little kindness can keep him around.
True.
Is that your philosophy, or am I putting words in your...
actually, yeah. My personal style of play is very sensual. I'm a very firm believer that, you know, tactile touch can really help someone get into a deeper state of mind.
Mm. And, you know, you mess up your slave if you do it too hard.
No, I'm just happy to say.
Yeah. It's very Buddhist.
Very.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
He's very into that.
And what is your philosophy of BDSM?
Pain equals pleasure.
Ooh. Just flat
That's
out.
That's it. Just flat out.
Just
pain
flat
equals
out.
Pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe... your pain is my pleasure. Would be more
that's
appropriate.
A little more appropriate. Yes,
more like
yes.
What to what my philosophy would be. Yeah. If I'm causing you great agony, then I'm winning.
Okay. Unfortunately, I can attest to this personally.
Yes, I have. When he was a trainee, a mentor, I put him on a spanking horse and went to town on him for a good hour, and he got up after that, and he just came up to me and said, "Back away from me, or I will kill you." Yet, I didn't back away. I actually got closer to his face and said, "Okay, come on." And he was, he composed himself really well. You would think he would attack at this point, but he did not. And I kept on provoking and provoking till eventually he gave up on the idea because it just was failing.
Well, I see that the Lupercalia spirit is now going on all around me. We have Pan back here smacking the heart-shaped buttocks of his nymph, Tasia.
Very relaxing.
This is a... quite a smacker of a flogger you've got here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as Pan should. Whack and whack. Mm. And smack. Smackdown.
So
very soft and sweet. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, this must be deer skin, huh? What is this?
Foreskin.
Foreskin. Foreskin.
Foreskin fluggers.
Take it from Pan.
That sounds like something that King David might use. That was a Jewish joke. Sorry about that. All right, so we have multiple floggings going on now. Maybe you should hold the vibrator while you're being flogged. You should bend over and get flogged while you're holding that Hitachi right up against you.
You should hold the Hitachi, Susan. Mm-hmm.
So flog first.
Okay, I can hold. I get. I'm trying to hold the microphone. Who said I should hold the Hitachi?
I did.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I don't have an assistant now. Oh, hey. How about the lovely journalist here? You can hold the microphone while I hold the Hitachi, or vice versa.
Okay.
Okay, so now...
Dr. Susie, there's 5 minutes left.
Here we go. We've only got 5 minutes, so we're going to do a massive flog-in here.
I'll just thank you.
The grand finale.
A grand finale of flogging. Actually, I should be flogging somebody, huh?
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Who should I flog?
We have a
self-flagellation.
Yes.
Now we've got all of our slaves occupied.
Get
here.
Catholic on us.
Who am I going to flog? I don't see any. All the slaves are occupied.
Hmm.
And I've got to be holding this Hitachi. I don't think so. Here, you hold this Hitachi too. You got two hands. All right. It's Lupercalia. Ah, my producer. All right. I guess I'll give a few flogs in here. Woo. This is a Jux leather flogger here that I'm just learning to use here. So you can be my guinea pig. Here we go. And it's a happy, happy Lupercalia. Whoa, that pussy looks like it's ready to hold a pussy pipe. That's what that looks like. Ready to hold one of those adultplayparlor.com pussy Peter Piper penises. Oh, look at her ass. I thought you said she has a shoot.
Don't worry about the shoot. We're not thinking about it.
Here, carry on.
She's working.
All right. Jesus.
Don't worry.
You won't take her panties off, but you've beaten her butt to a pulp.
This is kind.
This is kind for Master D. Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Pan is angered. Okay, he's doing smackdown here. There we go, smackdown.
Susie?
Yes.
Liam. We have something for you.
Oh, what is this?
It's a sex and metal flogger.
A sex and metal flogger.
I don't think they had silicone back in
the
day.
Look at this, but it looks very Valentine. Oh, wow. This is beautiful. Look at this.
That's a high-strength silicone.
This is a silicone flogger.
Have a go on it, Liam. You'll love it.
Give it to Liam.
Come on, Liam. You devil.
Come on, Pan.
Ooh,
I didn't mean
pan.
That, but yeah,
just as good. Just as good. That worked.
There we go.
Watch out, Master D. Oh, yes, everyone loves it.
Everyone's going to be pregnant by the end of the night.
What to do. I just flog the floggers, right? You floggers, you go after the girls, and I'll go after you.
You're a real fertile bunch.
Yes. We're getting luck and fertility for the holiday. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, happy Lupercalia! Happy Valentine's! Happy floggers, not flowers! Yes, better to get your buns beaten than your heart broken any day. So we're going to say thank you to all of our fabulous guests and give them a chance to give out their info. And then it's a flogging party here at the Speakeasy. So, nice. I'm going to have to play with this. This is just so Valentine, isn't it? And this is by sexandmetal.com. So thank you, Jolien and Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you
and
very much.
Thank you for joining us and bringing in your flogging bench, which is available at sexandmetal.com. What else do we have to say?
You can find us on twitter.com/sexandmetal and on FetLife Sex and Metal.
All right. And Mr. C.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on tonight. And yes, you can reach me at erotica
erotica.domme.com. erotica.domme.com. And Twitter me, follow me, Mistress C N L A.
Okay. Rappa-dappa. Okay, and thanks for bringing the monkey bars.
Oh, thank you so much.
And let's see, who else? Master D.
Yeah, Master D at twitter.com or Miss Bambi at facebook.com. Yeah, I have underscore Master D underscore
It's very
Twitter.
Difficult to find him on Twitter.
And
it
and
took
on
me
Facebook,
about 2 years.
She is Miss Bambi. Miss Bambi.
All right.
You don't have a Twitter yet, do you?
How you doing there, Miss Bambi? How was the flogging with the vibrating?
That was really great.
How is your butt right now? Let's have a look.
Let's
at
have
it.
A look at this butt. Ooh. My God. Can we just pull the panties? You don't have to pull them off. Just pull them down. Yes, pull them down. Okay, and bend over,
bend
please.
Over.
Bend over. There we go. And look at this butt. Now, this is what I call a heart. This is where the Valentine heart came from.
That's right.
A red butt.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Arch your back. Arch. Yes, that's it. Arch your back. That's it. Okay.
Whoa.
Very nice. And
put your hands out of the way.
Let's see. Microphone. Where's the microphone? Oh. And, well, Siren Celine.
Yes.
Where do we find you?
You can just look me up, Siren Celine. I'm on Twitter. Just all one word, Siren Celine.
Okay. Oh, and you're supposed to pick a toy.
This is very difficult. This is very difficult while being flogged on my pussy.
I know. I always challenge people. Pick a toy, any toy. But you have to play with it tonight.
Pick
yes.
a toy, pick a toy. Pick a toy.
The anal one you'd have to wear. It doesn't match your outfit,
yeah.
But you could do it.
Let's see.
Oh, well, that's another anal one.
Oh,
that's good. That's deep hit. Deep throw. Good hit.
This is.
And where do we find you?
I'm also on FetLife. You can just enter my name, Exeter Miles, E X C E T E R Miles. Exeter, like the city, except with a C.
She's such a shopper, Siren Celine. She has to look at every single one before she picks one.
Double underscore D? Double underscore? Really?
That's lube, darling. Would you like some lube? You would like some lube, okay. You know? You gotta have lube, right?
You gotta have lube.
Okay, and we have Pan. Where do we find you, Pan?
You can find me at MasterLiam.com or just Google me and you'll find me everywhere.
I thought we were going to find you, like, out in the countryside.
Yeah, with my goats. I'm just pushing the sheep over the fence, really. You
know. Okay, did I leave anybody out that has been on the show? Oh, well, how about Missy there? Yes, Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Danielle, make a, you know, do a promotion for your publisher there, Ultra Vogels, Ultra Vulgar
Danielle.
Super Fiend. Woo. Are you going to whack him for Lupercalia now?
I can be found at ultravulgarsuperfiend.com. Featured fuck.
This
you can also find me on Facebook if you want to stalk me. Danielle Bauman.
You got to get on Twitter.
I know. I have to start.
Or at least Google Plus.
I have
None
to
of this.
Start.
Facebook is a farm. It's a plantation, and you are just a sharecropper.
Ooh.
All right. No, really. Twitter is like the jungle. It's like Pan's universe. Yes,
you will find me soon, tomorrow on Twitter. It
yeah.
will begin.
Okay.
All right.
And pick a toy from Adult Play Parlor. Which one? Oh, the girl. Okay. That's my producer, though. You can't take her home.
Oh, wait. I need to look at it.
Okay. Sure, she's a shopper, too. So I will let you shop. But in the meantime,
tight. Bring it in tight. Bring it in tight.
I just want to
lipstick commercials.
Tell everyone to practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. The bonobos are our kissing cousins who swing through the trees as well as with each other. And they are very close to us, 98% genetically similar to humans, just like common chimps, except unlike common chimps, they have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. How come? Seems because they have a lot of sex. including, well, I mean, some kind of flogging and whipping, because they'll take leaves and, like, whack each other with strands of leaves, like vines. They'll go, wah, wah. I mean, not quite the Florentine thing, but, you know, they do whack each other. Send and push each other around. What was that?
Send them one of our floggers, see how they get on.
Well, you know, they might know, they probably would figure out how to use it.
Yeah, you probably would.
You know? But they're highly endangered, so we have to help them. They seem to use sex and sex-like activities, like they're flogging with the vines, to reduce violent tension, which is why they have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. So all that sex just seems to cool them out. And the females are very powerful. It's practically a matriarchal society. Nothing against our male doms here. But sometimes it works out great for peace on Earth when the ladies have at least a say at the decision-making table. So bonobo ladies do. They also practice a form of bonobo sisterhood where they rub their pussies together. And that seems to create this feeling of sisterhood. Also, it creates orgasms. And then they help each other, just in case one of the males gets out of line. Of course, if he gets out of line, you know, they'll, like, push him away and, you know, probably punch him and smack him and hurt him and then give him a blowjob. Anyway, that's how they work things out in bonobo land. And so, you know, we want to make like bonobos, not baboons. Celebrate Lupercalia, celebrate Valentine's Day if that's your thing, but make love, not war.
Oh, profound.
Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Yeah, yep. I love you. Flog yourself, baby. Flog the hog, you know? If you don't have somebody, it's okay. It's Lupercalia. Don't worry about Valentine's Day. Yes, and besides, I love you. Now you're supposed to clap, not go aw.
And yeah.
Lupercalia! Woo! Celebrate! Flog, flog!
And before we go, there are dark forces around the world that is trying to, and there's major demonstrations all over Europe against censorship and against, and so Occupy.
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 Oh, and R.I.P. Whitney Houston. Yeah. That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
That was sad. Mm.
Occupy and don't stop. This is our country, and it's in cyberspace, and it's all over the world, and it's bigger than the world.
Oh, and
take
also...
them out. One by one.
Also, I want to say thank you to Jux Leather. Jux Leather is a new company being created by our friend Jux Lee, who is taking my picture right now while I'm talking and looking like I have a mouthful of marbles. But anyway, here, I'll just demonstrate this. Thank you, Jux Leather. Okay, vlog, hog. Let's go. Musica.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.